is suppression. A person can be very emotionally sensitive, but he lets it all out. But other people kind of suppress, and to suppress, it shows on the M's where you retrace. Like that. Now, if you write like this, make an M like that, there's no retracing.
So what does that mean, okay. Right?
The retracing shows that you hold some emotions in. Somebody hurt your feelings, you don't want to tell them about it, you don't want to raise a ruckus, so you don't tell them off, you just act like everything's cool. And this is the retracing, and it's not really good for you in the long run. Now, a lot of people, about half the people have some amount of retracing. It's quite common. And about half the people, when they have their feelings hurt, will not express how they feel about those hurt feelings. They'll just think, well, I don't want to cause a problem, so I just won't say anything. Yeah.
What is retracing working with the other letters?
It shows up mostly in the M's. It does show up in some other letters, but for our sake right now, the M's is the main one to look at. Like I say, this is retracing. Where it goes up like that. And this is no retracing at all. This is partial retracing. See, a little bit of retracing here. Now, a little bit of retracing doesn't create much problem because sooner or later he's going to let it out. But the person that retraces a lot and has a forward slant, what will happen to him is he'll feel, you'll think, in your relationship with this person, you'll feel that you can say about anything you want and he won't have any hurt feelings, but he accumulates them like a pressure cooker. You know, it is. You hurt his feelings, he say, yeah, everything's cool, and there's no problem. But there is a problem, and he bottles it up. Then the next time you hurt his feelings, it'll bottle up some more. And then what'll happen, you'll say something fairly innocent, and then he'll really let you have it. He'll just blow up. And you probably know people like this, that every once in a while, they are very easy to get along with, and then all of a sudden they'll just let you have it, you know. And when that happens, you'll think, "Whoa, where did that come from?" But it's a lot healthier to not retrace. So if you have any retracing in your handwriting, practice making M's with no retracing, and you'll feel a stronger energy flow begin to develop. Because it kind of suppresses the energy flow a little bit when you retrace. So practice making M's like Mama May I with no retracing M. Now, speaking of M's, there's something else that M showed. The M's show quite a bit. The M's show how curious you are. There's several types of M's. One is the rounded M. The rounded letters show the person that likes to get along with everybody. The nurturer, the person likes to be a nurse, the person likes to help people, the person that doesn't like to create arguments or doesn't like to get in the way. And, now, this is neither good or bad, this is just a characteristic. Now, the pointed M's shows a person that has a penetrating mind, able to perceive very quickly, usually has a good wit, good sense of humor. Now, if he has V's in here, it shows exploratory nature. I got big V's in mine because I'm an exploratory person. I'm looking into everything. So my M's have deep V's. So the bigger the V, the more you like to explore, and the bigger the V, the more of a self-learner you are. Now, another type of M, kind of is wavy, like that. That shows charm. You got a wave in there. It shows that you're able to wrap people around your finger and get them to do stuff that maybe they don't even want to do just because you got a certain amount of charm. Okay. Now, you can look at all these and figure out what you want to be. And if you start writing that way, you can change your personality. If you're happy with the way you are, then fine. Don't change anything. But if you want to change any aspect of yourself, some things are very hard to change in your writing. Some things it's almost as hard to change in your writing as it is just to change in your daily affairs. But there's a couple things that are fairly easy to change. And that is, the T-crossings are the easiest. And the T-crossings show a lot of things, and one of my favorite statements is, take the time to think today. And here's a good way to write that. Okay. What's different about the T's in normal?
You're on top.
And they're going far to the right. Those capital words.
Big hats.
Right. The T-crosses show a lot of things, and the T-crosses are the easiest thing to change your personality to make you a more positive person. The place the T's are on the stem shows where you put your goals. If you cross your T down here, it shows you make your goals very safe. You don't like to take chances. The higher it is, the more far-reaching your goals are. Mine are up fairly high, so I make fairly high goals for myself. Now, the length of the T-cross shows how you sustain your willpower to reach those goals. Okay? Then the pressure you put on the T-cross, which we can't really show on this, it takes a... You have to write on layers of paper with a ballpoint pen to be able to tell the pressure for sure. But if the heavier the pressure, shows the stronger your determination. The fact that the T-cross ascends shows you aspire to improve yourself. Okay. The fact that it has a bow in it going this way shows self-control. So these are the ideal T-crosses to make. Goals are high, very determined, sustained power of will, desire to improve yourself, and self-control, all in there. Now, this is the statement they used in France in that experiment. They had them use this phrase, take the time to think today, and they had them write it over and over for like 15 minutes a day, and after 6 weeks, the kids all started showing an improvement in their attitude. So it was interesting. So whenever you're just sitting around with nothing to do and you got a pen in your hand, right, take the time to think today and make these type of T-crosses. Now, Thomas Edison's writing is really interesting in the fact that his writing doesn't show he was like super intelligent. He was above average intelligent, but he was no Einstein. But he did have one characteristic that was outstanding. And here's how he signed his name. Let me show you. That's the way he wrote Thomas. Super duper T-cross. Which goes along with what he said. Remember when he said success is 99% what? 1% what?
Perspiration.
Right, he said 1% perspiration. No, 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. And the T-cross shows that that was his attitude, all right. He got, once he got an idea, he didn't just daydream about it. He put perspiration into it, which showed by biggest T-cross I've ever seen in any writing. But his actual handwriting showed, you know, he wasn't really super intelligent. He was super duper determined.
This is Thomas Jefferson.
Edison.
Edison. Yeah, he was super duper determined. And that's why he invented the light bulb. That's why he... When somebody came to him and said, Thomas, you've done 10,000 experiments on this stupid light bulb. Aren't you ready to admit that it's a failure? And he says, no. We've identified 10,000 things that don't work, which means that we don't have many left to go to find the one that does work. And that was his attitude, you know. And that really showed in his handwriting.
He didn't invent the light bulb, though.
Who did?
Several people. Including Nikola Tesla lit up the World's Fair.
Well, he invented the neon bulb.
That would be commercially viable and work.
Well, let's not do history. We're doing heaven.
Okay, Tesla invented the neon bulb. But Thomas, I believe, was the one that invented the incandescent. But anyway, well, that's one of the easiest things to change. You can do that. If you ever try to change the slant of your M's, it takes a lot of hard work. It's kind of hard, but you might concentrate on that if you want to do it. But it takes a lot more work, just like it takes a lot more work to change your emotional nature, because your emotional nature is really kind of set in there, and it takes a lot of work to change it to any degree. But your determination and your sense of purpose, that is more open to change.
So I missed, I got the rounded tops on the M's being like nurturing.
Yeah.
But I missed the retracing on the M's.
Retracing, so suppression of emotions.
Suppression of emotions.
Right. And some people suppress a little, some a lot, some half of their M's are fine, and others show some suppression. A certain amount of suppression is pretty harmless. But if you have a lot of it, then you need to work on it to get the feelings out. There's also denial involved, because some people don't like the idea that they can feel negative emotions, so they actually will deny that they have these negative emotions when really they do feel them, you know. So a person has to really examine himself.
Joseph? Quick question on the J's. I'm sorry, on the M's. Does it matter? Because like my M's are different if they're in the middle of that word versus on the first word.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a more retracing, you know.
Well, let me look at yours. You got some handwriting there?
Yeah. I'll try that. So the M's are the first of the word, or, you know, they're. And I don't really write in cursive.
No, you don't retrace hardly at all.
Oh, I was going to say you got so good self-control, but you were just copying what I was doing.
I was practicing.
You actually have no self-control.
Yeah, you don't have much retracing to speak of.